Six pack of Kalim, third Mishnah, Sholosh Avonim, Shasun, Shnei Kirayim. You have the three stones which connect them together and made into them into two places for cooking. Each one had between A and B, there was a space which you could put on top of the two of them and heat it up from underneath. And between B and C, there was another place. So itnas nitnas achas menachitzoina. I'm sorry, it's mishamesh that meya to meya. If the outside, one of the outside, let's say the left side, one was tameh. So basically, what you have over here is you have two different kelim, and they have a common wall in the middle. So if one side became tameh, so the middle stone, which is half serving one, half serving the other one, the half which is serving the pot to become tameh is tameh. And Mishamesh Zatayotayot, the pot that is used for the second cooking area to the right, would remain Torah. So we have a Chiddush of it, you have one wall, that half of it, part of it is going to be Tameh, because it's part of the area that became Tameh, and the second one next, the second half of it, which is considered part of the cooking area, so the other side of it will be Torah. If you took away the third stone, let's say, as we said, the left stone, that area between the left stone and the middle one become tameh. And there's also a right stone, which is tahar. So the middle one is half tahar, half tameh. If you take away the right stone, which is tahar, then the entire middle one becomes tameh. We don't split it anymore. If you take away the other one, that area that become tamei, so a tremendous chiddush. You can have one stone in the middle, which is part of a kli, and it become tamei, and by removing part of the kli, it'll become tar, and the other way around. If the two outside ones became tamei, if the middle one was a wide stone, then noisin lezekadei shvisa mikan, lezekadei shvisa mikan. The amount of that stone which is used to support a pot between it and the one on the right, and it and the one on the left, is tamei v'shar tar. So here you have a situation of a stone which the two outsides, the left and the right of it, are tamei, and the middle is tar, because the middle is not serving as part of the kli to the right, to the left. The Tana to the right, to the left. Or the Kira to the right, to the left. But if it was a small one, and there wasn't enough room to put two pots in it, plus leave a vacant area in between them, then the whole thing is Tana. Litlim Sois. Here we have these three stones, and basically, two to the left are used for one pot, and the middle one and the right one are used for another pot. So what happens? The middle one is taken away. So now you have a big cavity between the left and right one. If it's still not such a big distance that you can take one big pot and put it on the left and the right one without the middle one, then it's still tummy, it can still be used as a tiri. If you put back the center, is it the central one? It remains tahira, because it was never capital tummy. We don't say it since. Now he's making quite a clear that it was tummy, it becomes tummy automatically. That we said just a stone is never kabbal tumma, but the stone is part of a kira and was cemented in, then it will be kabbal tumma as part of the kira only after you heat it up again to the extent that you could cook an egg on top of it.